And I've certainly mentioned, and I'm mentioning many things this weekend, but we're going to look ahead to next Wednesday, August 11th, a concert, part of a greater series that the Spokane Symphony has done in here and there concerts, or kind of a summer concert series. It's called John Church and Friends. Second half of the concert is a Beethoven piece for winds and strings, the septet. But the first half is the principal trombonist of the Spokane Symphony, John Church, whom we're going to meet in a little bit, but the best way to meet any musician is through their music making. He's in the studio with Tiffany Wang, the pianist, and they're going to give us a taste of the of what's going to be coming along next Wednesday. This is this really glorious and beautiful piece by Debussy, and an often transcribed piece. It started out life as a piano piece and then has been transcribed for many instruments. Here it is for trombone and piano, The Girl with the Flaxen Hair. John Church and Tiffany Wang. John Church, the principal trombonist, the Spokane Symphony. Tiffany Wang, a highly regarded pianist in our area. And thank you, Tiffany, for coming along to make this performance possible. That was that wonderful piece by Debussy, The Girl with the Flaxen Hair, one of several pieces of many different styles, which will comprise the first half of that Wednesday night program. Next Wednesday, August 11th, the concert, which is at 7 o'clock at Brick West Brewing. And we'll talk about all those things, but first, good morning, John Church.
Hey, good morning.
And thank you for that. Let's just launch right in about the piece you just played. Is that your own transcription?
No, I found it online, actually. It was written for bassoon and piano, and I thought the bassoon being a at least in the range of music, you know, it fits well with the trombone. So, you know.
You bass clef folks have to stick together, don't you? to find repertoire. So isn't it a real malleable world between tuba and bassoon and trombone and all the instruments that need a few more tunes to play?
Yeah, absolutely. And the main thing I look for is an arrangement that has something to do with the wind instrument because of just breathing. Mm-hmm. If you pick an arrangement for string or something like that, you know, they don't need to breathe as much as we do, even though there are rests in the part. Yeah.
So, yeah. So therefore, that must imply that you also look for vocal music, don't you?
Yes, very much so. Yeah, yeah. I'm a big fan of vocal music. Yeah.
And how does that fit in even with maybe your training or how you would teach and how you've learned and things? Do you use a fair amount of that?
Yeah, I mean, vocal music is like the key to phrasing in my mind, and it's one of the pieces I'll be playing on the Brick West show is Smile from Modern Times. And if you look at the music, you see some commas here and there, and that's like a good indication of where you can breathe and mm-hmm. be right there with the text, and that kind of helps your phrasing as well. So it's a really good thing.
Or even often, I assume, just simply play from the vocal part so you can be mm-hmm. conceiving the text as you do it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. John Church, principal trombonist of the symphony. Well, you have no choice but to tell your origin story. Mm-hmm. What, a fifth grader trying to choose an instrument, or is it different than that?
A little different. A year later for me. Okay. It was sixth grade. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I was a trumpet fan at the time, but my band director needed more trombones. So I reluctantly said yes, and the rest is, you know, history in a way. Yeah.
Well, and that's so often the case, and thankfully for the fact of band directors who need somebody to play from a bass clef, because they have that whole lineup of trumpets and flutes mm-hmm. and clarinets and yep. nobody to hold down the bass line.
The popular instruments, yeah.
Yeah, sure. So did you catch on? Did you come to love the trombone quickly?
Not too much, actually, because, you know, being a sixth grade mindset, I was really set on trumpet. So it took me a little bit. And then I heard a professional play on the CD. Mm-hmm. It was Joseph Alessi.
Oh, there you go.
Which, by the way, he is premiering Chick Corea's Trombone Concerto today and this weekend.
Wow.
So that's going to be pretty special. So as a side note there, I was thinking about that a little bit. But yeah, when I heard Joseph Alessi, that was when I first really loved the trombone.
And so. You should tell the people what Joe Alessi's day gig is.
I'm sorry, say that.
His regular job.
Oh, yeah, so I'm so sorry. Yes, Joseph Alessi is the principal trombonist of the New York Philharmonic. Before then, I believe he was in Philadelphia, yeah. And he's been a great player ever since he was a kid, yeah. I think. So
then once you caught on, you learned to love to like the trombone, learned to love the trombone. When did you make the commitment to devote your life?
When did I sign away my life? Yeah. I think it probably was in high school, because that's when I started joining the youth symphony stuff. Mm-hmm. I was still an avid baseball player at the time, mm-hmm. so I did that all the way through high school, but I think getting into high school is when I decided I wanted to do this, you know, for my life. And
where did you grow up?
In Portland, Oregon.
Well, there you go. That answers a lot, doesn't it? Talk about the Portland Youth Symphony.
Yeah, so I first joined NYS, which was the Metropolitan Youth Symphony, and that was the first kind of group I joined as an extracurricular thing. And then halfway through my high school years, I joined the Portland Youth Philharmonic, which really set me into an orchestral mindset and trained me to kind of, you know, be a proper orchestral musician under David Hattner.
And that orchestra just has such a great history and lineage. I mean, one of the great youth orchestras of our country, isn't it?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it's a great place to be for any musician who's trying to, you know, up themselves.
Now, coming from the other side, having conducted a youth orchestra for 15 years, it's always the trick to keep everybody happy and to have the trombones playing enough good stuff mm-hmm. to, you know, to make that work. Did that work okay for you?
Yeah. You know, trombones, that we always have a bunch of rests mm-hmm. in not most stuff, but in a lot of stuff. And so I had to learn to accept that. But when there were pieces when we were showcased a little bit more, we took full advantage. Mm-hmm. You know, young high school trombonists, you know, we see forte. It's like triple forte for us, you know. And so we were just brass, funny little brass high schoolers. But it really taught me to be more malleable towards when we have a bunch of rests or when we're playing a lot. You know, got me used to all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So then your higher education path was what?
My undergrad was the University of Oregon in Eugene, Oregon, where I went there for from 2011 to 2015. And then after that, I went to Rice University at the Shepherd School of Music in Houston.
Okay. And then there was a trombone audition somewhere to be taken.
Yes. Yeah. In my master's, I won the principal trombone in Portland Opera. And then during that summer of 2018, when I graduated, I won the spot here.
Nice. Well, welcome. And we've certainly enjoyed the lovely blended sound of the trombone section ever since, from John Church. And then how to really make your life whole, I assume, is, among other things, to do exactly what you're doing on this recital of, on one hand, Arthur Pryor and in the classical 19th century trombone soloist realm. And then the Debussy we heard, the Charlie Chaplin Smile, we'll get back to these. And then a piece called In the Manner of Debussy.
Yeah.
So talk a little bit about putting together this program, knowing that you're going to be at a brewery, although the people are there to listen to the music, and yet there's a certain kind of ease, I assume, to the vibe of it. Mm-hmm. Talk about the journey you wanted to take people through.
Well, you know, I want the music to be approachable. I want it to be something that someone can listen to on the first time and understand mainly what's kind of going on. But I also wanted it to be something that people would, it would kind of maybe push the ears of people who haven't heard this kind of music before. So I had to try to find something that was going to showcase, you know, my artistry, but also have it be accepted by people who don't maybe listen to classical music or aren't familiar with trombone solo repertoire. So I decided to go with things that were contrasting, maybe a piece that, you know, everyone would know, like Smile, and some other ones that maybe they could nod their head to and kind of bop back and forth a little bit. And so it did take some brain power, but, you know, I think the program is sound. So
Two Arthur Pryor pieces. Arthur Pryor, who wasn't he, among other things, wasn't everybody that did this kind of stuff Sousa's soloist at some point in their career?
I'm actually doing only one Arthur Pryor piece right now.
Okay.
I'm doing two DeFay pieces. One of the pieces didn't come in the mail yet, so I had to switch it around a little bit.
So who is this Jean-Michel DeFay?
Oh, yeah. So he was actually, he's still alive, but he is a composer, a conductor, and he mainly wrote stuff for brass, and particularly trombone. Mm-hmm. And these In the Manner of pieces, he wrote, I think, six of them for Schumann, Brahms, Debussy, Bach, Stravinsky, and I'm missing. I'm missing one other one in there.
So when he writes In the Manner of Debussy, what does he take from Debussy? What does he use of his own? Does he quote Debussy tunes, or is it the chords?
I think it's mainly the colors and the melodies. You know, if you hear the chords in the piano, it's they just have that kind of Debussy-like, you know, ring to it, I guess, is what you want to call it. I can't really find the adjective for it, but I think that it's the range that the trombone is put into, and also the melodies that the trombone has to play remind and evoke Debussy. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
John Church, the trombonist of the Spokane Symphony, then pretending your once and future life before and after COVID and that sort of thing, talk about the life you make for yourself as a musician in Spokane, of certainly the earning the living part, but also the getting complete musical gratification part.
Right. It's been tough, but I think my plan of action this whole time was just to create homework for myself. I think we're all students about I don't mean to be super deep, but we're all students of life, you know, and so we kind of have to and as a musician, we're always developing and growing. And I think if we create homework for ourselves, it will always push us to search for things that are new. Also maybe strengthen some of our weaknesses, whatever that may be. Mm-hmm. And so for me, this whole time, I've been trying to find what I can do to find a new way, a new path for me to go into, but stay on the thing that makes me who I am. Mm-hmm. So I've been trying to write a book this whole time, and it's a process that I've learned over this time that it takes a little while to write. So I'll be doing that a little while. But
a book about what?
Oh, it's going to be about like music philosophy, and the second half is going to be exercises and etudes that I've compiled and created for myself. And it's going to be called the DBAP. It stands for Do Basics, Always Practice.
Oh, it's good to have those little acronyms and not truly an acronym, but little things like that.
Yeah.
That's a good one. And then what is the teaching that you do in our area?
Well, I teach at a few schools here, Gonzaga University, SFCC, EWU. And I also teach privately as well.
So you have a pretty big teaching studio and among all these places.
Yeah.
To do.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the trombone section. I think we've been kind of talking about this for a while. Are you looking, once you get the orchestra really going again, maybe mm-hmm. to getting back to some ensemble things, whether mm-hmm. that, or I assume you play in various brass quintets and things, don't you?
Whenever we need to, yeah. During this COVID time, it's hard to get together and do that. But we did it a few times during this whole COVID stuff, for Christmas or holiday stuff mm-hmm. like that. Tonight, we actually have rehearsal for Sandpoint. So this will be really the first time we can... the majority of us all get together and play again.
That's true, because many of the Sandpoints, of the previous COVID things were small orchestras that didn't use the whole brass section.
Mm-mm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
so that will be a very nice feeling, won't it?
It will get that
back.
Well, one of the things that I kind of realized this whole time during this COVID thing is, music, especially with other musicians, is like a conversation between musicians. We're all kind of communicating with something. And if we're just by ourselves all the time, it kind of feels like you're talking to yourself the entire time. So you kind of had to hone in how to be, meditative by yourself while practicing and not just seeing that you're by yourself and it's not as fulfilling. You have to find another avenue in order to approach it. So,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. John Church, principal trombonist of the symphony, who next Wednesday at 7 o'clock at Brickwest Brewing, which is in the west side of Spokane. I think it's the 1800 block of West First, or right around there, is that concert. And he and Tiffany Wang, who played piano for him here on the radio, are doing that first half. Then, and so, John, thank you for coming in and bringing that to us.
Absolutely. It's been a pleasure.